Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Hey, Paige. What's up?
We begin with this. Hayden Panettiere's mother is not a fan of her boyfriend. The sentence reads from NBC.
Yeah, I don't blame her at this point.
Exactly.
Checkered past.
Leslie Vogel is the mother, and she spoke with NBC News yesterday and called out Hayden's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson. She noted that Hickerson was with Hayden at the time of her death and called him, quote, a person in her life that we have been trying to get rid of for quite some time. She didn't accuse him of anything, but she said Hayden had lost her way and chose the wrong path, end quote.
They weren't on the best terms, right? She and her mom? I don't think they were.
I don't know.
I'm having deja vu right now.
Oh, about what?
I thought we said this. You said this yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nah, there's every day there's a new spin to it, I guess, or a new detail, wrinkle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow.
I don't know if you have it, but I saw they released the body to the family.
Oh, did
so
they?
Like I said, they'll do the burial now or whatever, you know. But I saw some people were putting up a makeshift little shrine. Outside the lofts,
oh.
You know, candles, flowers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you do realize the homeless of Dunedin will take that stuff and use it.
God, that's true. They'll make rigs out of those things.
It will. I got a candle here, so now it's got my meth in it.
I'm going to put Al Sharpton into the list now. I'm just thinking of random people still to Google.
Oh,
not Google, God. But to put into the...
You might have been known to be a hired gun, not literally, but to, you know... If you needed some protesters back in the day to hold a job site up, Sharpton was your guy.
Wow-wee. Oh, my God.
A lot of stories about Sharpton out there from
Dude.
These old heads.
What? Oh, my God. There is a very, very bad... Let me tell you something.
Like how he lost his weight?
You can go read this stuff yourself. Like... Epstein was very, very, very racist. I mean, like, well, you're probably like, oh, he couldn't beat my grandpa. Bull. Not my grandpa, yours. You know, anyone's. Like this chokes as I Googled. I said, I'm going to put in Al Sharpton.
Yep. Putting,
it's on a list of books, he says, that are the shortest books of all time.
The guy made connections fast. Big connections fast. Now, he pretty much took, what's his name's money? Gab guy swindled him out of all of his money and just used that to, you know, further his con.
Like, some of the books are How to Drink and Drive Safely by Ted Kennedy, My Plan to Find the Real Killers by OJ Simpson,
Jesus, man.
The Guide to Dating Etiquette by Mike Tyson, To All the Men We've Loved Before by Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell, How to Live Life to the Fullest by Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
This makes it sound like he's just sitting around emailing everybody all day.
My Christian Accomplishments and How I Helped America After Katrina by Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton.
Jesus, man.
Black Women I've Dated by Tiger Woods.
Well, I've written the same thing, so God. Make sure they didn't take my copy.
And Tiger never dated black women? Ever?
I'm saying I have a lot.
Oh, I have.
I love black women.
My first kiss was with a black girl.
My next one will be.
Oh, for real?
Your next kiss will be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know any black women that like fat married guys?
No.
All right, well, send me a list privately.
None of them.
Things I Would Not Do for Money by Dennis Rodman. I'm not joking. Like, this is in this joke list. Things That I Cannot Afford by Bill Gates.
No, which is what?
It's
nothing?
It's the shortest books of all time. That's why it's the joke here. Oh, man.
Well, there's an...
Let me put in bacon beard oil.
Put in thick cut 20, if you would.
Somebody else.
For Fat Boy Scouts.
Yes. I am going to put in gallies. Watch something come up.
Look, we haven't seen the worst of it yet.
Don't implicate yourself into anything.
No.
Yeah, what if they track it now?
Yeah.
No results found for gallies. Yes, been vindicated.
Okay.
Yes. Now I'm going to put in Lancome.
So there's
Little St. James.
Well, that's the international company.
I'm
you
just
might as well. I'd be.
See if Mr. Merle Norman pops up in there anywhere.
I don't even know if there is a store here. Is there?
I think there might be a couple,
dude.
If you're 80 and need makeup,
I
got
had a friend that worked for them 100 years ago.
Jeffrey, 100 years ago.
I'm just
Jeffrey
I mean,
Epstein
here.
Was on the Sephora email list. He's all these emails from Sephora.
What
to Jeffrey Epstein? Like when I put in Lancome just for fun. Like, let me put in like Chick-fil-A.
Wait
I just
a
want
second.
To put in weird things.
He didn't go to Ultra, did he?
Yeah,
no.
He could have.
He went to.
I mean, there's.
Yeah, what if he did?
He might have bought Lancome in an exotic area.
You got to look up Little St. James too.
That would be on there. That's the island name.
Yeah, but like, are people? Do they use it for code? Or are they? You know, like I'm afraid not that it's going to happen. Something's got missed, like a redaction that didn't get redacted. So you're going to type in something that's going to pop up some CP.
I know this is one of your favorite places. This is an email sent to Jeffrey Epstein on January 4th, 2016. I know you love this place, and I hope this doesn't upset you. Oh, my God. This person's name is Jungle P. U.
The rapper?
Is that
Dude,
a rapper?
Yeah, look her up. Yeah, she was in the Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Oh, my God. So I've never heard of that. Anyway.
She's a rapper.
I know you're going to hate to hear this, but one of your favorites is gone. New York's NYC's huge Chick-fil-A is closed after some health violations. Also wanted to let you know this new eye-opening music from at Jungle Blanky.
Yeah.
What is the...
Jungle P.U. Double Snakes Y.
What? I've never heard of that.
I didn't know about her until I saw the DiCaprio, Paul Thomas, and I forget the name of it. She's in that.
I got weekend plans, boys and girl, boy and girl. I'm going to go home and Google. Well, God, it's only Thursday, though.
Is Mark Hendricks in there for real?
No.
Give me a look him up by his real name.
Please, if you will.
Marcus Hendricks.
Marcus Hendricks. We try not to say real names, but, you know.
Oh, I want to put in some local people. Like local meaning like I don't know, put in like various mayors and such.
Oh my God. So could you imagine what would pop up? There is a Greenville connection, but it's usually with servicing his aircraft.
Yeah.
That's where it started. Now if you look into Maxwell and the upstate connections, there's a little more to that. That's when I stopped.
You just put in Little Miss, and that was a lot of beauty pageant names. By the way, no results found for Knox White, and I'll have you know. Let's put in former sheriffs. I'm kidding. I'm not doing that.
This guy, oh my, do the mayor of Calhoun Falls, who that guy used to be.
They have a mayor? That's wild.
I wonder if it clocks your searches from that from here.
Oh, I mean, it's not a...
Is that a portal to...
Yeah, I mean...
No, I asked if this was leading to some virus site, and it's not.
Yeah,
search
not.
Page.
I've already put in. I don't know how to spell her last name, but I put in her maiden name, and there was
probably nothing.
There was nothing on
not even on any of them.
WTPT is her.
Because he passed away.
Oh, I just thought of one more, and he's going to be hurt that I haven't looked his name up yet. But let's just see.
Sorry, Jethro, but we got to check. See if you're in there.
Oh my God!
He went to the island, didn't he? The only barefoot person there.
Oh my God! You know, are you on LinkedIn?
I think I might be.
Okay. Do you know how it's like sending out these emails saying, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? Click here and connect with them. Jeffrey Epstein got an email on August 22nd, 2016 with the subject line, do you know Vince Modigan, Marsha Horowitz, or Jeremy Clements?
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Jug, did Epstein almost sponsor the car?
Jug!
Oh, my God.
Jug!
What is
I'm
that
sure it's
connection?
A different Jeremy Clement, so there's got to be more
there's
than
There's only one in my book, number 51, by God. I'm
That's
wearing this
the only
hat.
Famous one.
Dang. Was Epstein looking into buying the team or sponsoring?
No, it's like I said, it'll pick people that they think you might know just to...
Okay. Jug didn't do a commercial for Little St. James Island, did he?
No.
Guys, matter of fact, come here.
Jeremy Clement shows up 47 times in there, but it's all different... variants
it's
of that same email.
It's
a thing from, like this one here says, do you know Jeremy Clements, David Avaram, or Sultan Bin Samalan?
Sultan Bin?
B-I-N.
Like,
I don't think it's
like
the
Bin
same.
Laden, butthole.
I don't think it's the same.
That wasn't his full name.
Well, no, Osama Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden
is hyphenated.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When I first started talking about flock cameras, I one thing, and God, I wish I could find this show because it was It was very informational, if I do say so myself. I think it was a conspiracy mystery, but it was about the flock cameras and the fact that they have a government contract. And he goes and answers the phone. No phone calls yet.
Sucker hung up anyway.
He's noisy.
So I
Why
said,
did your boss come in the office?
They only have the technology to scan the plate if you were to run a red light or something afoul of the law, then it would snap it. But I also said they had the infrastructure to do far more with it, like your heart rate in your car, how many people are in the car, if any of the people have any kind of titanium rods in their legs.
Really? Scan it that much inside the car?
Yes, because it's about, this is something it took my mind a while to kind of, the way they do those Wi-Fi cages, so they could point this thing at a place where there's Wi-Fi and see movement within the Wi-Fi bouncing off the people walking around in there. So they're doing the same thing in the cars. Well, it just came out, and this is exactly, see, Flock and Palantir, they can say all day, we didn't do this, but the technology was there from the jump. They just don't want to put their name on it. So that's why Leonardo, which is, I don't know where these names for the AI stuff comes from. Claude, Leonardo.
Casey Jones. Shredder.
Is that going to be the next one? I'm on Super Shredder, guys, making an AI picture.
Might be.
They've developed a technology called Signal Trace, and it works perfectly with the flock cameras. And what it can do is tell them not only how many devices are in the vehicle, meaning a smartwatch, obviously a smartphone, it can connect to your Bluetooth. Yeah. It then adds that to the profile of your license plate. And at any time, and I'm not kidding you, if they say, oh, Jeremy Ellenberg, he was a suspect, let's see where he's been lately. They can literally follow you off of your Bluetooth every damn place you have been the last night. It doesn't hold more than 90 days, but still.
So this is like the Patriot Act argument.
Yeah, they're doing it without a warrant.
If you're not doing anything, like, what's the matter?
Don't. What do they say? Don't not take advantage of a tragedy. Like, you take advantage of a tragic situation. You know, like what they did with, like, 9/11, you know, with the...
Plus, here's the other thing. Like, you don't want
to find out what that quote is.
You don't want to be surveilled, you know, but you don't trust other people to not be surveilled in your community, so you can't have it both ways. Like, you definitely want them watched, especially if it's somebody you know who's bad or you're looking at them sideways.
Yeah, but do you want, like, a public... not a public, but it's a semi... Do you want a record kept of everywhere you go? Like, even if you're not doing anything nefarious, like, do you, like, if you've given them no reason to, even if you have, let's say you years ago robbed a store, you served your time, whatever, and then, like, I imagine that's in that's on your tag thing too, like when they scan your tag, oh yeah, there's this full record. Oh, look, because here's another thing too, and I already know one person is going to get mad at me saying this, but you know what? Next time you go to the gun range, look up.
Like, you mean like up?
No, I don't mean inside the gun. I'm talking about in the parking lot. And I want you to look at the way them cameras are facing. They're facing just toward the freaking license plates. Mm-hmm. So, boys and girls, back it in next time you go. I'm serious.
I mean, like...
Or park across the street. Because they're using that crap to also add to it. And I'm not a doomer gloomer. I swear to God, I look for the positivity in life now. But this right here is ridiculous.
So what if you're going 5 miles over the speed limit and...
You never do.
I'm just saying, what this is what... How it's breaking, you know, the normal rights of citizens is that if, say, they're tracking you for some reason, someone has it out for you, and then you're on the camera, they've got your license information, and they have a reason to give you a ticket when they're not even there.
Okay, but what we're saying is, let's just say,
so
like,
they can build a case against you.
You haven't done anything, but they see your car at a gun range. they whatever. I was like, okay, we're going to put her on this list just in case because she owns a gun or whatever. Why?
Like, you'll never convince me this is a bad thing. I don't see the other argument. But then again, I liken it to the Patriot Act. You know, if you're not doing anything, what's it matter? Is it going to prevent another large scale? Nothing to that scale, obviously, but some other kind of incident, you know?
I mean, it's got... I see the point you're making. It's like, you know, if somebody did something really, really bad, like, where would... You know, let's go to the cameras and find them or whatever. But then if Joe Blow's just... blah, 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 and just riding around. Why is he being tracked? Everybody. I think we're fools to think that the phones aren't already doing that. I mean, we are, right?
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
of course we are. Let's get to some of the calls. Donald's been waiting quite a while now.
Gooners.
I bet you spelled it wrong. Is it Donald or Donald?
During the time that these crimes are being happened. But the plot camera flagged them.
Hang on a second. I feel like you're listening to three different stations at once.
No, he was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I was.
There you are.
Donald.
Is it Donald with a D on the end or a T on the end?
D-O-N-A-L-D, Donald.
Okay. I don't know what kind of question that is.
That boy put Donald. Donald. Anyway.
Like quack, Donald Duck.
Yeah. What's up, Donald? You doing all right?
We're talking about the spot cameras. You know, I don't have a problem with the flock cameras itself, but I do have a problem with the way they're utilizing it.
Right.
The AI algorithm that goes with it, you can look up online right now at how many people have been falsely arrested, jailed, and put in time from AI faulting first the wrong person. There's one person that was in a different state.
Yeah, the guy from Florida was charged in Alabama.
But like, are they going off facials or like, how would they get the wrong person?
License plate, it read the license plate wrong. He was charged for hit and run. Dude lived in Florida, and it was in Alabama.
So like a glitch.
And he was at work. I mean, the whole alibi was already there.
Or was he fixing to conceal? He swapped plates, and he still should have gotten in trouble.
What if somebody stole your plate, and then you went and got a replacement plate, and then they went and done a bunch of crap with your old plate?
Yeah, that could be...
They could prove that he was in a completely different state at the time of the accident or whatever.
I don't like it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
They're
I'm
getting
with
a new chair in here,
like,
no.
I don't like the over-surveillance, but in a time of need, I would be glad to have it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you comment about them to destroy them.
Yeah.
Well, they're not government property. Flock is not owned by the government. It's a privately owned company.
Well, so is Lockheed Martin, but their whole infrastructure is based off government contracts. So.
Well, yeah, but that's a government contract doesn't mean that they're a government entity.
Well, yeah, right, like the Federal Reserve, right?
Government property is destroying their property under government lease.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not Donald? Are you sure? Hey, we appreciate you listening, my friend. You have a good morning, okay?
I'll tell you what I do. I go out and film cops during the course of their duty to make sure they don't violate people's rights. That's what I do.
Are you a sovereign citizen?
No, I'm not a sovereign citizen. That's a cop. I believe laws apply to me. Officers don't. When they pull you over and then demand your passenger ID when they didn't do anything wrong, that's illegal.
Yeah.
That's violating that person's right.
Let me ask you, did something happen to you that made you turn into...
I'll tell you like this. Liberty Highway, Walmart, I was there filming a cop, and because I didn't take my hand out of my pocket, he pulled his gun on me.
I mean, do you blame him? Like, he don't know what
you
got in your pocket.
Did he ask you to take your hands out of your pocket?
Yeah, and I asked if I was being detained. And if you're not being detained, the police have no authority over you.
But you kind of agree you're just being difficult, right, at that point?
I don't agree, because that's your First Amendment right. You cannot take a constitutionally protected activity and deem it suspicious or criminal.
Well, I want to thank you for supporting the Walmart still, because it's been there longer than I've been alive.
What's that?
Went in easily?
Thank you for going to Walmart.
Liberty High.
Walmart.
What was Walmart? That was at the Anderson Jockey Lot.
I think it was, actually.
It was. Hey, thank you, Donald.
All
have
right,
a good
Donald.
Morning, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, Donald.
Stop harassing cops, Donald.
Cameras.
Hey, quit listening to NWA. Thanks, guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com. Hey, folks. Studio. It is time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 20th day of August. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it. Start with this lady. I gotta be telling you. What?
Kelly Clarkson.
No, not Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson!
God, you do a good Eric.
I had to work at a high pitch.
High pitch.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Damn. That dude's still alive?
Oh, yeah, he's still with us. Oh. I think he lost a little bit of weight. It makes you wonder who high pitch really is, right? Could be me.
Is it Pink?
Who's high pitch?
God dang it, man.
Give me the initials of who this is.
DL.
Dua Lipa.
Do you know? Oh, you know, it's a good guess. Not Dua Lipa.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, I say Pink.
Demi Lovato.
You should have said...
Demi Lovato.
Couldn't decide what she... Well, I should say that. I think she's like a psychic now, right? Isn't she doing that thing? I think I read that about
her. She reading cards or something online?
I don't know why she's famous still. She's a musician, obviously. She acts a little bit. But she's really good looking.
That's why.
And she draws a crowd.
Well, she's an artist.
And she was necking in magazines. Like, this she's is pretty good.
But wasn't she at one time saying that she thought she was an alien?
She was on that TV show, too.
I think maybe. One of those kind of wild...
Yeah, she's married to a man now.
Accusations.
Wow, her latest album is called Holy F, and the word is spelled out, but with a V.
Oh, to bypass. Look,
F-V-C-K.
How can you promote it? They don't think about that stuff. How are you going to promote it?
Because that's the way
stupid.
Greek or Latin, they would spell use with a V. They would spell eyes with a J.
That's how people bypass the Facebook filters now. That, you know, instead of the M word for unaliving somebody, yeah. Instead of putting that U in there, they'll put the V. So
oh,
they
it's
can
like
use that.
Porn with an O instead of a zero instead of an O.
Or they'll say corn.
Or
corn star.
Prawn.
Yeah.
I like prawn.
Doing a prawn.
I'm proud of my dong. Proud.
That one might come back to haunt you.
I served it up. I was like, hell, make it one. Anyway, Demi Lovato,
35.
Meet me in the middle if you would.
34 now.
34 years old.
I was almost there.
Demi Lovato.
We'll keep it going for Amy Adams. Sunshine Cleaning, American Hustle. I just saw her in Cape Fear. I thought it was pretty good.
You always name like... their most like
obscure stuff.
Not obscure, but like the stuff that was deemed like amazing art, you know.
American Hustle is a great movie.
Do you not think that she could play Amy Schumer in the Amy Schumer movie?
She could. Now Amy Schumer lost a lot of weight recently. Yeah, she could. I mean, she looks similar to her.
Pretty round face.
You know, I think she's single too, right? Amy Schumer.
Oh, well,
I think she divorced her.
I can understand why. What did he go meet her family?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, look, I'm not saying this to be mean.
It's Michael Chuck.
He had a condition. I don't know if it was autism or if it was just straight up, you know, R-word.
Chuck Schumer?
No, her husband she broke up with and divorced.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, I don't know what the condition was.
Yeah.
You know, autism is not the R-word.
No, it's not.
So I don't know which one he was, though.
I am A, not R.
Whatever it was, I guess she tired or decided she was tired of it and left.
Well, it's not always about her. She's acting like an N-word right now, meaning narcissist.
Yeah.
Well,
not too much of his condition.
Too many psychologically.
Yes, I agree with what you tried to say. I'm going to say she's 50 today. She's in the club. Welcome, Amy.
I'd say she's 52.
In the club. She is 52 years old today.
Wow.
Paige is nailing them. Call these hot dudes because she's nailing them.
Give her a hammer.
Her hammer.
Really, no hot dude.
Wes.
No.
Fred.
It is Fred's birthday. From the Gas House.
I was hoping it'd be DJ Lethal.
Gastonia, North Carolina.
That's true.
I love him. Let's get him back
Who
on
passed
show.
Away? Somebody from the band passed away. I can't remember who it was. Was it the drummer with the long mutton chops?
No.
I have to research that for me.
I don't remember.
This was recently, I think within the past couple years.
Gosh, I don't know.
Wes is still with us.
I can't remember the drummer's name. I know. I just of all this, I just started following Wes Borland on Instagram.
Really?
And just one of those you never thought, and then you see it across the algorithm or whatever.
He's cool. Like, he's been here a bunch.
He's so nice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, freaking Wes Borland. I met him like 12 years ago. This is cool. I got the check mark. Maybe he'll follow me back.
No.
Follows like 40 people. You're not even experiencing in the whole world out there, Wes Borland.
Sam Rivers, excuse me, the bassist.
Yeah, Sam Rivers.
Yeah.
He passed away, man.
Well, you got verklempt.
That's what it was.
Sorry.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Sorry for your loss.
Fred is, you say Amy Adams was 52?
Yep.
52? I'm going to say 55. He looks every day of 60.
53.
Fred is 56. Oh, my God. I missed a big one. We got to go back.
A big one.
You missed Danhausen the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care.
When was it? I care. I like Danhausen. Plus, I don't want to be cursed.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
You can say
you're
that.
Cursed.
That's not nice.
You're cursed.
I always care.
You know, most of his contract is appearances and not wrestling.
Well, look, like you shouldn't. He's an attraction. Yeah. That's where they. So was freaking Omos. He was an attraction that they mishandled completely.
You know where he's in AAA now, dude. Not like the place that helps you if you break down on the side of the road, but the wrestling promotion in. Mexico.
This is why I'm nervous about Obafemi. I don't want him to botch Obafemi.
I hope the
because he's
don't.
So over.
They don't.
Paige, it means people love him.
Mm. Why was I looking up Dan Hales? And
we missed short round. We got to do short round's birthday.
Short
man.
Round's birthday. Yes.
Jonathan Kikwan.
Oh.
He was, you know, he was in Loki for a little bit. Indiana Jones, of course, everything up your ass all the time. That movie that won a lot of awards.
Danhausen's birthday was 3 days ago, so it might have been.
Oh, that guy.
It was Monday. Yeah, you bastard.
Dude, unless it was the site I go to, unless it was his real name and I just overlooked it, yeah. It wasn't on there.
Lemon Party? Let's see. Paige, you go first.
What is his freaking?
Well, who are we doing, down or short round?
Short round.
Short round.
Okay, you said, I'll say 54.
I'll go, well, we wouldn't go backwards, Paige. I
yeah,
would
we
say
had to.
57. Oh, we did go
backwards. Yeah, because I missed him.
Oh, I joined Paige then at 54.
55 years old.
Dummy.
Donovan Danhausen.
Well, we had to go backwards on
that. Yeah, Donovan Danhausen.
Yeah, it's not on here.
You bad.
Wrestlerbirthdays.net, you need to update your.
You know what's fun about Wikipedia allows Danhausen to be like. To live the gimmick. So on his Wikipedia page, it says his weight's 300 pounds.
God.
Because he says he's like 6'6", 300 pounds.
Oh, they put it on there. Here we go.
Get off of the nookie.
Yes.
The nookie. So you can take that cookie. You stick it up your... Stick it up your... That's when he would just put the mic out of the crowd. You say it. I can't.
So much fun.
You say it.
You say it. The crowd's going,
Al Roker's 72. We got to do the legend.
Dude, shout out to the tax ladies. My one of my accountants is was on the Today Show yesterday. How crazy is that?
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Was she doing Craig Melvin's taxes? Or?
No, she was. Look. There she is with
him. Oh, she went there.
Craig Melvin.
Okay, I don't want to say the wrong one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But look, there it is. Look what it said. He's holding a sign that says all the way from Easley, South Carolina.
Yeah, boys.
Z-Town.
Did she put a card in his pocket? She's a put pocket, right?
She is a put pocketer, yes.
She'll put a card in his pocket.
If she feels bad for you, she'll give you a hug and put a 20 in your pocket. She's a sweet lady.
Rock and roll legend, one of the greatest frontmen of all time. Robert Plant's birthday.
Robert Plant.
Love him.
76. Like Philadelphia.
75.
78.
Oh.
Connie Chung is a big one. Oh, Connie. 80. Connie Chung.
Was she related to Wang?
Connie Wang?
Connie Wang. Does anyone?
All right. Happy heavenly birthday to the Shaft. Isaac Hayes would have been 84.
Damn. Right.
Dimebag. It would have been a big one for Dimebag.
Dimebag Darnell.
Yeah, he would have been 60. Yeah, I love him.
What a good songwriter.
People get so damn mad.
Well, when you, oh, man. We were doing it one day just to aggravate people. It wasn't anywhere near his death, but we kept calling him Dimebag Darnell. And people, there was like 50 voicemails on the FOF line for that. Which, what? If you get mad at me saying it now, years later, 864-241-4300. 1/8.
Why did the guy kill him? I never knew why he killed him. Obviously, he died the same night. Remember the guy ran on stage and shot him?
Oh.
But that guy died. I just don't know if there was... Look, there was probably no manifesto or anything like that. He just went up and did it.
I don't know the whole thing.
No, they closed it. Yeah, they closed Manifesto Dixon tapes.
You live for the joke, sucker. And I can't laugh that much anymore.
You are a joke sucker. Especially when your wife's out of town.
He is. He kills the room.
He said, that there's nothing what I won't do for some joke tonight.
I need to process what just happened today. I got my little quiet time.
Oh, that's fine.
So my vocals start blowing out.
I have to.
You need your downtime.
Start to get the fry a little bit.
And then, you know, relax and get pretty again.
You know, I mean, it really is. Like, we do. We do. And
too much content.
A lot of you
I agree.
Will laugh at this, but, like, we do. Let's just round it up to 20 hours of content a week. And many of you will say, oh.
That you hear.
That you hear.
Yeah. A lot of ideas that don't make the cut.
We cannot make the cut, and it's a good thing.
Stern works one day a week. I think Rogan does three, and that's one guest at a time only. And he gets to smoke weed while he's doing it, which I wouldn't do. I would do it in between breaks only.
I would eat an elk. He gets to eat elk, too, while he does his pod.
Right. And the only billionaire I know is attorney Rob Inario, so.
He's on his way.
He's on his way. I'm coming up. You know, apparently when you go to these car shows, everybody's cool with you wearing a ball cap now. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you used to, if you wore a suit, like seersucker and everything, you get to have your hair all pomaded up.
Yeah, fuck a baby.
They're out. No. Our hair is going to get messy, so we're going to wear ball caps. I love that.
Even if you don't have any. Like
I wanted to wear a ball cap at my mama's funeral so bad, because my hair looked like...
You can...
Skid marks, crap.
Wear a fancy one.
A fancy hat?
Yeah, I got a glitter hat that you can use.
Of course you do. God,
it probably says, like, you know, juicy or bitch
has a
or
rainbow
something.
On
no, it's, I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll wear it. It's fancy. Yeah.
Well, it is Friday. You know, it gets a little wild on Friday.
It probably says love is love on the back.
No, oh, yeah, it says I think everybody
sparkly.
Should get married.
Sparkly
Adam
colors.
And Steve. And it's like, thanks for listening.
It's
have
a great
a blessed
idea.
Day. Wash your hands. He's in the redactions. God bless America.
Boy.
It is good.
Feed your needs for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
That baby back.